KDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Even as the search goes on for victims of historic flooding in central Texas, the rain continues to fall. At least 43 dead, including 15 children in Kerr County alone. The flooding also deadly in Travis and Burnett counties. Dozens missing, including kids who were staying at one of several campgrounds. Susan Klein of Houston and her family were vacationing near the Guadalupe River, which flooded those campgrounds.
I'm going to cry because it's horrible. I'm standing 10 minutes from where we were 24 hours ago with the kids, swimming, having fun, and it's gone. It's all gone.
And another rainmaker in the Carolinas and Virginia. Flash flooding and 50-mile-an-hour winds are forecast for the morning when Tropical Storm Chantel hits South Carolina. A DHS official saying the Trump administration has deported 8 migrants to South Sudan after the Supreme Court overruled a district judge that had halted that move. This is ABC News. In London, the LGBTQ community celebrating Saturday with pride festivities, including the city's annual pride parade. Russia conducting yet another aerial assault in Ukraine this weekend, pounding the country with hundreds of drones, at least 5 killed and over 30 injured this weekend. President Trump speaking with the leaders of both Ukraine and Russia, saying of his conversation with Vladimir Putin, quote, I wasn't happy with him. And making sure you and others now and in the future remember all who and what helped make America was the point of this.
Remaining descendants of the last ship carrying enslaved Africans to land in the U.S. in 1860 met in Mobile, Alabama Saturday for a memorial ceremony. Many of those attending were dressed in white. They gathered near Africatown Bridge on the banks of the river where the ship remains underwater. It's too decayed to be brought up. Descendants say they want to make sure the public never forgets what human beings endured during their 2-month voyage across the Atlantic Ocean.
That's ABC's Chuck Siebertson. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Dozens of people are dead after heavy rain brought catastrophic flooding to central Texas. Officials say children at a camp near the Guadalupe River were among those killed. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says emergency responders remain in a search and rescue posture hours after the flooding.
They have rescued or recovered more than 850 people.
Chief Nim Kidd, Division of Emergency Management in Texas.
Our hope and prayer is that there are still people alive that are out there, and we are still actively searching for them, and we will continue. And listen, that will turn into recovery at some point, and none of us want to put a time period on that right now.
A wildfire that erupted Wednesday afternoon in St. Louis Obispo County, California, exploded to nearly 80 acres with just 10% containment. Officials in Indianapolis say seven people shot two fatally during July 4th festivities downtown. One of the dead said to be a minor, police chief saying a common factor in the violence, hundreds of unsupervised kids. This is ABC News.